Hi guys, welcome back to another podcast episode. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day so far. I've been having nothing but technical difficulties in trying to get my mic working, but I finally managed to get it working. So as I said before, you know, hope you guys are having a wonderful day so far, morning, whenever you have stumbled across this podcast episode. You know, when before I get into the podcast, really, I just want to say something, an observation. You know, when we look around us, we can see that the Bible is opening every single day. I think it is in the book of Matthew when the disciples ask Jesus, what will be the sign? And the Lord says, you will have wars, rumors of wars, you will have earthquakes, you will have famine, you will have so many disasters in every place. And over the weekend, you know, there was this absolutely horrible incident in Nepal with the mudslide and stuff like that. And so many hundreds, probably thousands of people have lost their lives, you know. And the thing about it is that Jesus is constantly extending his invitation for people to come to him. The gospel is being preached everywhere. But unfortunately, because some people are so bent on worshipping idols, they will not turn to God. The Bible tells us that the God of this world has blinded the eyes of those who are perishing. And who is the God of this world? It is no other than the devil himself, who is the God of this world. And blinded the eyes of those who are perishing. You know, God said he also, God said that he is a jealous God. Now, when you look at it, people worship idols. They worship money. They worship their houses. They worship their cars. They worship so many things. They worship the creator instead of worshiping the creator. And because of that, all they're doing is storing up the judgment of God in their lives. Listen, people, if you are listening to this and you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you need to act, because tomorrow is promised to no one. You know, don't harden your heart. Open up your heart to the gospel message, and it is one decision you will never ever forget. So I just want to go into this podcast episode today. You know, for the last couple of weeks, I've been releasing the various words that the Lord has been given me. And it's not like I got them this year, 2020. Some of them I got like 2021, 2022. Or did I get 2021? I'm not sure. But I know I got quite a lot in 2024. I've released a few of them on YouTube already. And since I've now started with my podcast, I've released them on podcast. Because at the end of the day, listen, God is sending out his warning to the people. God is sending out his warning to the nation. He says, listen, repent and come to your Savior. Repent of your sin. Repent of your idol worshiping. Repent and come to the Lord before it is too late. And I pray that you're listening to it and you have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that you will accept him. Because it is one decision that you will never, ever regret. So I just want to get into this word quickly, you know. This word was given to me on the 5th of May, 2024. And I'm just going to read it as you. And here, the Lord is saying, daughter, there is too much corruption in my church. They have prostituted my holy name for their own personal. When we look around us, we can see the shenanigans that's happening in the church. I hope I pronounced that word right. But we can see the absolute rubbish that is happening in the church. We can see pastors are doing so many things. But you know, last night I was reading in the book of Ezekiel, and when the Lord took Ezekiel inside the temple, where you had like, he was the 70 elders. And the Lord said to Ezekiel, son of man, look in the temple. which is supposed to be the house of God. They had their idols. They had the idols in the temple, and they were worshiping the idols. And then they had the women who were crying again, crying for this false god. I think it was a fertility or something like that. And the women were crying, and God said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, look at what they're doing. Why do you think they were doing that? Because they said into their own hearts that, listen, God is not seeing us. We're in the dark. But God is not seeing us. But remember, we serve a God who sees all. We serve a God who knows all. We serve a God who knows the end from the beginning. We serve a God who even knows the thoughts that we are about to think. Even before we think it, He knows. So when you see these things happening, you know that the days are getting shorter and shorter. The church is completely corrupt. So many people, especially these pastors, all they're interested in is money. Money, money, money. They're no better than the Pharisees in Jesus' day. Why? Because the Pharisees were just the same, looking and thinking that they were higher and better than anyone else and looking down on others. And what some of these pastors are doing, because they're playing on the ignorance of people, because what? They twist the scriptures to suit their own. And why do you think they can twist the scriptures? Because people do not believe God for sins. And this is it. God is saying here, they are prostituting my holy name for their own personal gain. They think that because I am quiet, that I am with them. But they are so wrong. Tell them that I have seen everything that they are doing. And soon all will be exposed. What is in darkness will be coming to light. Just like my son Jesus cleared the temple of the money changers, so too am I clearing my temple, both physical and spiritual, of the money changers. Sorry, my church will be the light on the hill that draws the unbelievers in. My church will once again be a place of worship. I am a spirit, and those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. I am bringing back my church to a place where my presence will be evident. For far too long, the leaders have caused my flock to go astray, but woe unto them. My heart hurts at the sight of what I see, how my people are being treated. Arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord is upon you. Tell my people that they need to repent of their acts of disobedience. Don't they know that disobedience is like witchcraft? Tell my people, my son is coming back soon, and his reward is with him. That's it. The Lord is coming back soon. How soon? No one knows. No one knows. And this is why we must always be in a place of reverence when it comes to the Lord. We must always live in the fear of the Lord, because we can be here today and the Lord just appears out of nowhere. Remember in the book, I think in the book of Revelation or something like that, I don't know, or one of the New Testament, where it says that he will come like a flash of light. So as in the twinkling of our eyes, the Lord is going to come back. And this is it, you know. Listen, God is not happy with what's happening on earth. The Bible tells us that just so as in the days of Noah, so will it be when the Son of Man returns. People will be out here marrying and laughing and drinking and doing all sorts of things until no one knew what was happening. Then what happened? God told Noah and his family to go inside the ark, and God shut that door. And this is it. We need to get into the ark before it is too late. Too much nastiness is happening in the body of Christ. Too much unholy practices are happening in the body of Christ. Your pastor sleeping with their congregant, your fornication, there are people, masturbation, there are so much nastiness happening in the body of Christ. But as it says here, for far too long the leaders have caused my flock to go astray, but woe unto them. So those of you who are leaders in the body of Christ, God is saying you are basically done a lot to let this flock go astray. And instead of bringing the flock to Jesus, you're scattering the flock. He also says here that he sees everything that they are doing. So people may think that because God is not saying anything, that he's gonna, you know, he's just blinking his eye or closing his eyes to their wicked and abominable behavior. But remember, God sees all. God is one employer who you can be fired and you do not know that you are being fired. You can be working and doing the work of God, and on the day of judgment, he will say to you, I never knew you. And you may be one of them who say, didn't we not cast out this? Didn't we not do this? Didn't we not do that? Listen. What fruit are you bearing? The scripture tells us, you shall know them by their fruit. When we see some of these on YouTube and these pastors are doing these abominable things and professing to be a child of God, we know the Spirit of God is not in that person, because the Spirit of God convicts, the Spirit of God corrects, and the Spirit of God brings our hearts to a heart of repentance. So God is also making it known. Mary said, Mary has told him and said, just like my son Jesus cleared the temple of the money changers, so too am I clearing my temple, both physical and spiritual, of the money changers. So many leaders in the church are only interested in money. They're only interested in money, and they are praying gullible behavior of the congregants. But you know what? It is also you, the congregants, are to blame, because you are not taking up your Bible. How do you think you are going to know who God is? You're going to know who Jesus Christ is by just going to church and listening to the word alone. You need to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. You need to have a personal, intimate relationship with him. At the end of the day, all is in darkness, with the light. God is warning the church, and in the scriptures, I think it is in the book of Peter, he says that judgment will first begin in the house of the Lord. And when we look around us, we can see the judgment of God is clearing out his church, because you see, pastors are in headlines. The things that they have done so many years gone by, it's finally catching up to them. It's coming now into the light. And what the sad thing about it is, when parishioners or the congregants see these things, instead of being, like, saying, you know, shocked or whatever, they are picking up for the pastor wrongly. It's as if this little pastor has put a spell over their eyes. You know, when you look on it, you know, pastors are getting involved in money embezzlement and stuff like that. Come on, no. We are supposed to be ambassadors of Christ. Ambassadors representing the kingdom. So an ambassador of Christ representing the kingdom, we are supposed to carry on kingdom principles. But instead, what is happening? We're only doing our own thing, and that is not of God. Listen, there is a separation of the wheat and the the sheep from the fold. Don't be one of those who is going to end up on the side of the fold. Why? Because the Lord is not happy with us. We need to stop.
We need to stop what we are doing and come back to the Lord. Come back in alignment with the Lord Jesus Christ. Come back under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Because when you are under the Lordship of the Lord, you will have a reverent fear. You know what it is? There is no fear of God in the churches anymore. We think God is our bosom buddy. We think God is our friend. The Bible tells us, yeah, closer than a brother, my Jesus is to me, and he is our friend. But we must not forget that he is God. He is the creator of the universe. He is our creator. And so we must have a reverence, fear for the Lord. And this is why God is warning the church to say, come back in alignment with him. If not, he is just gonna sweep left, right, and center. So, what I am saying to you is this. If you have gone astray from God, come back in alignment. Walk back on that plumb line. Walk on it straight. Bible tells us that wide is the road to destruction and narrow is the gate and few find it. Narrow is the gate to eternal life and few find it. But wide is the road to destruction. When we read the scriptures, we can see the many warnings that God gives, especially for those who are in authority. And he is not happy. Are we like modern Pharisees? Are we behaving like them who want the honor and everything, but we're not doing what God has called us to do? So that is the word given, and that is my addition to it, in a sense, so to speak. The word given, the 5th of May, 2024. So go back to the Lord, seek him in prayer. And just ask him if the word that you're hearing is coming directly from him. And he will confirm it to say, well, no, this is not from me. Or, yea, this is from me. And as always, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the countenance of the Lord forever rest upon you and give you peace. And I say, shalom, shalom, shalom. Have a blessed day, everyone. And I will catch you in the next podcast. God bless you all. Bye.